Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckets. Okay. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give it a go. This alley-oop, hoodie girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets.
Yeah, baby. Buckets. 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 Buckets.
I have no shame. I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
What did we decide our Rushmore was going to be?
We picked like three of them, and then like we didn't actually.
We never really decided. Nate, any suggestions for our Mount Rushmore? I'll give him a minute to answer.
I thought it was college players we liked. I already started making a list that didn't.
I thought you wanted to hold on that one. Oh yeah, we did decide.
No, I thought that's what we were doing. Yeah. I already wrote down my list because I was thinking.
Oh, I didn't research it. I didn't realize that's what we were doing. Crap.
Well, we're gonna have to wing it then.
That was probably a really stupid decision by me because considering I mostly only watch ACC basketball. Ugh.
So my number one Mount Rushmore is definitely PJ Hall. PJ Hall, Kyle Filipowski. I mean, you can do a trash bar a lot easier than a rush bar if you want to zig instead of that.
Oh, yeah. If you want to do a trash bar, we can do that easy.
Well, Matt, do your. You can do your. I am not prepared.
No, we're not. No, then we'll use it later. Like, if we don't have to do it now, we'll have a show next week.
Matt prepared a list.
Yeah, but he can. It's not going to die in the next 3 days or whatever before we do another project.
That's just not one of the things I can wing.
Yeah, so.
Okay, then what are we doing?
Nate's trying to get ice
cream. I mean, we can't. I could definitely wing a Mount Trashmore of college players.
Are we doing our? What about our most hated Duke players?
We can do that really quick.
Well, I have to pull up a clip while we're doing that, but I'll get it done.
Can I go first? Because I want to just say his name, and then.
Well, I think there's going to be some repeats.
That's fine, though. They deserve it.
Yeah. Go.
Or, I mean, I'll wait.
You go.
Well, I'll say one you guys wouldn't say. Because okay. I don't know if he was there for his entire college career. Dante Jones.
Oh, that's a good one. That guy was a dick in the NBA, too.
Yeah, he was on my Trashmore NBA player, so I'm going to keep it up. So I'll go Dante Jones. One of mine,
just because of when I was in school, is Greg Paulus.
That's a good one.
I should be writing these down, right? Hold on.
Yes. Oh God, I gotta find this clip. Oh, here it is. With such bad receptions, there are one that. All right, this one. I'll have to go with this. Oh, number one is just Kyle Filipowski. That piece of crap tries to injure a fan. And that was like the dookiest Duke moment.
We should have just said that Kyle Filipowski is just like number one.
No, it's fine.
Like,
you can leave
it. Look, man, he tries to.
Is he going
to
be on all of our lists, though?
He tries to.
I'll try to leave him off mine.
He tries to trip and punch a fan. Fakes getting injured. And then they all react like there was an attempted murder on him. It's the dookiest Duke thing that can happen. Unbelievable.
All right, Matt, who's your next one?
I thought you were going to go, or did you already go?
He said Kyle Filipowski. I said Greg Paulus.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. I'm going to go with Grayson Allen because he's a piece of shit.
God, there's so many to choose from.
One of the
Are we gonna go no repeats? Is that are we gonna make the no, no repeats?
Because I have to put Grayson Allen on my list because he is a
piece everyone of shit. Has
to. Can we include women's players in this? Yeah, who is he trying to go for here? Who's the women's player that
who's your second, Vish?
Nicholas has Kyle Singler in there, which is a good one. It's a good one. I'm trying not to do repeats.
I have to have Grayson Allen on mine. Sorry.
Who am I going to go with? I know what my fourth one is. That's why I'm pulling a clip up for. I'm trying not to repeat here. If I say Shane Battier, I'm also going to kill me. He was annoying as hell.
He did help out with me, though. So
I'm saying you would kill me. But you don't screw this.
You want to put it
screw that. Shane Battier. He's annoying as hell. And no one say Carlos Boozer because we need those kids.
All right, Matt, your third.
This is gonna be so random, but Kyle Singler's a good one too. I'm gonna go with someone off the. Wait, what is it? Do I want to go with him? Give me a second. Can someone else go?
I'm thinking.
Oh, man.
There's so much to choose from.
I know who I'm going to go.
Wait, can I put like a group of brothers as one and just say the Plumleys?
You're just going to say the Plumleys? Yeah, fuck Marshall Plumley.
Can I just say the Plumleys? I'm just going to say the Plumleys and like all of them.
I'm going to put, this is kind of like, I feel like this will just be random, but he just annoyed the shit out of me and I don't know why. And that's Ryan Kelly. I fucking hated him.
I thought about saying Ryan Kelly.
I hated him so much. And he went into the Lakers and I just.
Oh, that's the worst when one of them shows up on your team.
Yeah, that's that's why I had to put him on.
All right, who's your third, Vish?
Let's see. We got both Plumleys. You guys took them both off the board there.
All of them. All three of them.
Oh, there's three. That's right there.
Marshall, Mason, and Miles. Pussies.
Bobby Hurley because of relations of what Dan Hurley did to our team last year. No, I'm just kidding. That's a count. I am going to go with Josh McRoberts.
Oh, yeah.
Very annoying.
So we each got three so far. I'm trying to think who I want to put as my last
one. I know who I'm going to put. You guys aren't even going to know him.
Listen, I said Ryan and I got into it once. He got really salty when I said that he was on the worst Lakers team I've ever seen.
You guys aren't going to know the last one I have. But it's personal. It's not business. It's personal.
I mean, it's your turn, right?
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Okay.
You did.
This is okay. This is double.
Do you have?
I have three already. Dante Jones, Grayson Allen, and Ryan Kelly. I have Greg Paulus, Grayson Allen, and the Plumleys.
Okay.
Kyle Filipowski, Shane Battier, and Josh McRoberts.
Okay, so this is going to be a name that a lot of you guys probably won't know unless you really remember playing Duke, because I think he only played there for 1 year and then he transferred, or he was there for 2 years. Didn't live up to the hype. He was a really highly recruited guy that was from Huntington Beach.
Oh.
He went to Modern Day High School, which is like, if you're from the area, it's this like snobby private school. They're really good at sports and whatnot, but he was on one of the douchiest teams, and he was just a D-bag.
It's not Debbie.
And
usually only... Wow. We're
Debbie is asleep.
It's the off season. And so mutes your phone for non Debbies.
So that name is Taylor King.
I have no idea.
Who I don't even know who that is.
That's why I said you weren't going to know him.
I'm trying to think.
Fucking Taylor King. Bitch.
God, even Grayson Allen's face is punchable.
I've got my fourth ready to go in a video clip and everything if you want me to go first, if you're still thinking of this.
Yes, Matt Leinart did go to Modern Day. He's a huge douchebag, too. I played him basketball. He sucks ass. He's a fucking idiot.
All right, so Nate actually mentioned mine. Wojo is the most annoying. Do you guys even know who he is?
Yeah.
He was a point guard in the late 90s.
Wasn't he an assistant there, too?
He's definitely a coach somewhere. He was like 5 foot tall and was dirty as fuck. And everyone would fawn at him. Of course, it's Wojo, look at it. And I'm going to show you a clip. And this is like typical dirty play and then faking an injury. Can you guys see this? I think so, right?
Yeah.
All right. He's the little shit guy here. Here we go. Let's roll the tape.
Wait, what number? 11?
He's right there. He's the guy who's going to tackle Jamal Magloor and then pull his ankle and then fake like he got his back. Look at this fucking guy.
What is he doing here? What is Magloor doing?
Wojo is hurt.
Well, Magloor wouldn't let him go.
This clip cuts before he gets up and starts clapping like he's like playing through pain, even though he grabbed Jamal Magloor's leg, tried to tackle him, and then fake bent over the back of him and actually hurt his back.
Yeah, I don't know why Magloor just didn't relax and... He had him twisted up inside. Now, here you see, Padgett didn't want to throw.
He's going to wrap his leg up.
Because he knows Magloor doesn't have the hands drama. Or the move that he's going to make. Now, see, he has him right here. All he has to do is relax and let him alone.
By the way, they were up 17 that game and lost. Fuckers.
And, of course, they were calling bad on the other player.
Oh, for sure. Like, what's he doing? I'm like, I don't know, trying to stand up while this little rat is chewing on his ankle. By the way, that was a good stack team. Oh, you know what? Here we go. The starting center on that Kentucky team was Nazir Muhammad.
There he is. It all goes back to Nazir Muhammad.
And then Jamal Magloor was the man. That's when you could stack teams like crazy. Jamal Magloor was the backup center.
Damn.
Needless, they won the championship that year. That's what you could read. Oh, and Jeff Shepard was the star guard. The dad of the dude who blew the game on Thursday. Anyway, that was peak Duke putting little white guys in the court and having them cheap shot everyone. Started with Bobby Hurley and it just accelerated. Willard was where it peaked. That guy's a piece of crap. Nate knows. Gold standard.
I'm trying to think who my fourth should be. Trying to find a good one, like see if there's like somebody that I missed. I'm scrolling through their rosters.
I'm sure you can just type in annoying Duke players and like.
Yeah, we've named most of those already.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I was going to say Ryan Kelly, but I didn't want to repeat another one.
I thought Goldwire was pretty annoying, too. He was there a few years. He was super scrappy and dirty and fucking...
I mean, Shire could go on the list.
Oh, that's true. Nolan Smith, too. Fucking...
Oh, God. Like, I can't think of a... Who's a Duke player actually like? Elton Brand was
on. There's one I do like. I like Quinn Cook. He was a really nice guy when I met him.
He's a Miami Heat assistant coach.
Quinn Cook was cool.
I like Delta Brand.
Oh, dude, Luke Kennard too. Fuck him. Oh
my God, there's so many.
I met his grandparents.
And Matthew Hurt. I fucking hated Matthew Hurt.
I met Luke Kennard's grandparents. I was at a game and I was with one of my friends who hadn't been to a game in a while. So she was asking me about the players as we like as the game first started, and asking me like who's good or whatever. And I was like, oh, like Luke Kennard, like we're like that's like they're one of their best players this season, blah blah blah. He's averaging this, blah blah blah. And this older lady turns around because she's sitting in front of me. She's like, oh, that's my grandson. And I was like, thank God I wasn't saying shit.
but he sits.
That
would have
been awkward. I was like, oh, he's really good, you know. A part of me wants to say Seth Curry.
You know who else I didn't like? Rashid Suleiman.
He's coming up too.
This is a good one. God, there's such a like we're forgetting so many good names. Duhon.
Oh, Chris Ooh. Duhon.
Remember that name for NBA Grid.
You know
Jay Williams could go up there.
You know what? I might go with Rashid.
Suleiman, dude. He got kicked off the team too.
Yeah.
I mean, but then that's a plus though. So, you know, it makes him a little bit more likable.
Should I go with Seth Curry?
Seth Curry was a transfer.
He was still on the team.
No, you can go with whoever you want. I don't expect you to say Alu Abdel Nabi or something. So
I'm surprised no one said Austin Rivers.
I'm surprised no one said Christian Laettner. I think that's on the everyone that's like everyone college basketball fan. Like the player they hate most in college basketball history is Christian Laettner. None of us named him.
I mean, I'm a little young for Christian Laettner.
I kind of am. Like I remember, but I was like,
should I just say Zion? I'm just scrolling through these names, and I'm like, oh my god.
Is there like a documentary called like I Hate Christian Laettner or something?
Yeah, there is 100%.
Yeah, but see, the thing with him is he was dirty. He's a Duke player. He's a white guy. Of course, he's going to be dirty. But he was so freaking good. That's why people hated him. So it's a little bit different. He's not some like little gnat that's like he's scrappy, and you're like that guy is just trying to injure people. What do you mean scrappy?
Gerald Henderson.
Oh God. Can build several Mount Rushmores out of this, and Melissa can't pick a fourth. It's because there's too much pressure. You can't mess up your Mount Rushmore.
I know, that's why I just said the Plumlee brothers.
I know you Mike already Dunleavy. Cheated into three. Dunleavy. It's just so much to choose from.
You know, I'm gonna go with Kyle Singler.
That was a good one. Because
he's such a punchable face. So my four: Greg Paulus, Grayson Allen, the Plumlees, and Kyle Singler.
I mean, so absent the because we kind of round robin, we tried not to repeat. We did all sorts of stuff here.
Grayson Allen got named twice. That's it.
Can we? So is he the one that we agree is the worst?
Yeah.
I think when it's all over, Filipowski might be up there. He is making a run for it.
Right.
It's an outside. He's a long shot. He's a long shot because Grayson Allen's put together an impressive resume.
Matt said Dante Jones, Grayson Allen, Ryan Kelly, and Taylor King. I said
Taylor King randomly making the list.
I said Greg Paulus, Grayson Allen.
Him, you'd have him on your list.
Greg Paulus, Grayson Allen, the Plumlees, and Kyle Singler, and Visha, Kyle Filipowski, Shane Battier, Josh McRoberts, and Wojo.
Couple of Heat players on there.
McRoberts was on the Heat at one point. I wasn't happy about that.
He was on the Lakers at one point too.
I know someone said Duhon earlier. Yeah.
No, it was
a lot of point guards.
I mean, the Mavericks had Christian Laettner, Cherokee Parks, and a lot of these Duke dudes. Kyrie Irving now. He could have gone on there.
He's on the match.
He barely played like half a season though.
Yeah,
too.
That's true. Yeah,
Plus,
you hate him for other reasons. Not because of
not the association with Duke.
Yeah, he's not a Duke. Like when you say why do you hate, yes, we see you pointing. When you say why do you hate Duke players, it's not because of the reason you hate Kyrie Irving. It's a whole other thing going on there.
Yeah.
Duke players is basically the annoying little gnats that everyone fawns over and you're like, what are you talking about? That guy's a piece of crap. Speaking of pieces of crap, did you see our boy from Texas today? What a garbage human being.
Oh, the guy that he threw to the ground and they didn't call it
Brock Cunningham.
What a piece of shit that guy is. He did it in the first round. He's trying to injure players left and right. Now you saw he got kicked. He got kicked in the nuts later. That was nice. That's what he tries to do. He tries to injure players. Dirtiest.
He blatantly threw a player to the ground and they didn't eject him.
If you search his name on YouTube, it's just like dirt. It's everything is like dirty player, dirty player, dirty. Just like his career is over, though. Thank you, Tennessee.
So I think we decided that the next Mount Trashmore, the next time we have a show, is going to be our least favorite mascots.
Yeah, the next
college players.
The next show is Mount Rushmore of favorite college players, not on Miami.
Yeah, I already have my list done.
I need to research. When is the next show?
What is your work schedule?
Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Wednesday. Okay. Unless, you know, Norchek goes in the portal on Monday or something, it'll be emergency.
Or I don't know if she'll be able to do a show after that.
Well, I don't think she'll. Well, I mean, she's at work. She flat out can do it. It's not like she gets a 2-hour break to come sit here and talk shit with us. So she's at work. It's just not happening. But we'll have to spin something up.
I mean, she might have to leave work if that happens. And I wouldn't blame her.
That won't happen, but I wish.
That'd be hilarious. If we get.
Nobody understands.
If we get Mykel Brown Jones, oh my God, I'm literally leaving work and rushing to go do a show.
After you jump in the pool. We'll pick up Chick-fil-A on your way home.
She doesn't forget anything, man. You agreed to it. It's over now.
I don't care. It's
what if he commits on a Sunday? Just think about that. What if he commits on a Sunday? Then Matt's screwed. He can't do it then.
This will be me if Norchad leaves.
I will say if he leaves, I get it. Business decision. If someone's giving him a lot of money, whatever. If he leaves and like goes to like North Carolina or something, dead to me.
If he goes to an ACC school, I'll be like,
I'm done with him. You don't have to do that. It won't break me. It'll just be like, all right, I see what you're made of. Nigel's still here.
That'll break my heart if he goes to North Carolina.
I'll just be like, all right, we know who he is. I don't think he's going to. I think he loves Miami. Whether or not it's the best decision for his future to stay here is a different thing, and he should make whatever's right decision that's right for himself. Period. So if he leaves, good luck to him. But if he leaves to like a rival or something, that changes things. But I don't think he would do that. I would be shocked if he did that. He's a high character guy from everything I can see. I don't think he would. I think he has enough respect for our program to not. Like go to another team that's gonna obviously play Miami. Anyway.
Well,
final thoughts? Are we ready for final thoughts?
That was a question to you, Matt. She's trying to resurrect the final thoughts last segment.
I don't even remember what my final I was prepared for it last time and you brought it up or you didn't bring it up and now I don't know.
All right, here, I'll tee you up a question. Melissa, you and I will not answer this.
Oh, God, okay.
Blind guess, Miami NCAA tournament next year, no, yes or no?
The tournament? Yes.
Yeah.
How can you answer that when we have half a team?
That's why it was a blind guess. Relax. Would you? I just told you not to talk so you could do it.
But the final thoughts needs to be like words of wisdom for Matt.
Okay, now we have to do wisdom? What wisdom are people taking from me?
What happened now? You just ruined it. I told you not to talk that purpose.
Nate loved your breakdowns of all the guys. So you obviously have very good.
Yes, Matt is very good at the hoops. You're trying to get him to like be Aristotle here. I gave him something to end with, and then I told you not to talk, and you immediately talked and ruined it.
Because I thought that was a bad way to end it. I disagree with your way to end the final thoughts.
Do you want me to just hit the end stream button? Because we can end it that way.
Not not even play the outro, just boom.
I have the ability if that's what you want to do.
Matt, give your final thoughts on whatever random topic you'd like to. You could talk about Taco Bell or whatever.
Oh, here we go.
I got you.
The new menu items to Taco Bell. Give us something on that when you end. Cue the song.
Okay, I don't know what the hell they're trying to do now. They came out with this like Cantina Burrito, Cantina Taco. like with like slow roasted chicken. Like, come on, we all know it comes in a fucking bag. You throw it in the microwave. Don't try to be some great Mexican restaurant. We know we want the dirty Taco Bell. You throw the beans that are dehydrated in the fucking thing. Have you seen what the beans look like when you get them from there? They're like dehydrated and they put water in them, let them soak, and then fucking smear them on whatever you eat. Come on. I don't want a $10 burrito from Taco Bell. Just give me the dirty, you know, $2 taco, whatever I'm going to get. If I'm going to get a Mexican pizza, $3.19, whatever, that's fine. Come on. Don't try to. I don't know what you guys are doing. I don't know what you're doing. Just get back to what we love. The stoner food, you know, try some crazy shit, put in a giant Cheez-It and a crunch wrap. Not all this cantina bullshit with like, oh, we cut the coal, we cut all the veggies to make coleslaw. Like, okay, is that good enough? Outro. Let's go. Melissa, hit it.
Cue the socks outro. Cue the socks outro.
Don't cry. We get buckets. Keep it chill. Yeah, baby. Wear good socks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.